After watching the game tape, I thought as I said yesterday, I thought the Jets deserved to win the game. They played better than we did. And, we're just beginning the process of evaluating the 2013 season. Today I'm spending all day and probably into tomorrow meeting with the players and, getting their feedback. And certainly there's areas we need to improve, starting with me. 8-8's not where this franchise wants to be, needs to be, and should be. So.
Joe, you had said yesterday that you guys just didn't make the plays. Why didn't you make the plays? I mean,
you get Chris. If I had the answer, we would have made the plays during the course of the game. Again, I think in football there's 22 guys on the field every single play, and the opponent is. You're always playing good opposition, and again, to their credit, they played better and deserved to win.
When a team plays so poorly in such crucial games, the last two games of the season, do you feel like something needs to be changed, something needs to be done in the organization?
Well, every year you go through a process of evaluation, and you look at, you certainly will look at those two games, but you'll look at, as I said to the team just in the meeting, I think we probably had, give or take, 2,500 snaps on film from the season, offense, defense, special teams. And we certainly have to evaluate all those snaps, what we did as coaches, how the players executed as players. And we certainly need to make changes, adjustments, tweaks, additions, deletions. That's part of the whole process. So I'm confident there will be, but I'm not at right now. There's none to be addressed right now, but certainly we're going to be looking at everything.
You don't put more weight on what happened at the end when so much was on the line?
Again, not necessarily. I'll look at the whole body of work.
Joe, in the month of December, how would you describe how you guys played?
In December?
Yes.
3-2. We played some games, we played well, and others we didn't play as well. We wanted to finish better. Certainly, you want to finish. You want to win. You want to win every single game you play, and you prepare to win every single one of them, whether it's in September, October, November, December. That's what you do. That's how you prepare the team every single week.
What did the team show you with the? I mean, you had quality wins, hurtful losses. What do you take from your team in the month?
We're an 8-8. We're an 8-8 football team. That's an average record. That's 500. And it starts the performance of the team, as I said yesterday, starts with me. Offense, defense, special teams. So the expectations here are high, I understand that.
Why should Dolphin fans trust that you guys can get the job done and make this a playoff team when you were in position and the final two games of the season it was sort of a botched effort? Why can you get it right?
Well, I have a lot of faith and confidence in myself and the staff and in our players, and that we can make the corrections necessary to lead this team to play up to its potential and consistently compete for championships. That's what I said the day I got here. I stand by what I said the day I got here, and I'm confident that I can do that.
Joe, there's a strong sentiment in the locker room that changes need to be made with the offensive coordinator. I know that you have a long-standing relationship with Mike Sherman, but will he be back in 2014?
Yeah, I've just begun. I haven't even gotten to any discussions with any coaches. I'm going to discuss with every single player. I'm going to talk to every single player, every single coach, we'll decide and determine 2014 at a later point in time.
Coach, 3rd and 21, Ryan takes off down the middle and runs. Do you expect him not to slide on that play, or do you expect him to slide? What's your mindset on?
Well, you want your quarterback to protect himself, especially when he's in the middle of the field. I believe he was in between the hashes, if I'm not mistaken. So you want him to protect himself, and it was close. It was very close, and
You think he thought he had the first down?
Yeah, probably, yeah.
Joe, how far away do you think this organization is from where you want to be?
Well, it was week 17, and we had an opportunity to get into the playoffs had we played better and won the football game. And then when you get into the playoffs, you have an opportunity to compete for a championship. So we're not there yet, but we're close, but we're not there.
Joe,
so we got a ways to go.
So getting back to Ryan, how do you view
his progress this season? I know you see, look at the body of work. He had the big game against New England, but the last 2 weeks struggled a little bit. Overall, what do you see when he stands?
Yeah, I think there's development, but again, it's the beginning of the evaluation process. Again, I'm throwing out a number. How many throws did he have? 550, 60? You know, there's a lot of throws on tape to evaluate. Obviously, we look at it week to week to week to week, but now in the off season, there's more time to evaluate. Okay, let's cut up all the third down plays. Let's cut up all the red zone plays and really sit down and study them and evaluate. So that's part of the process that we will undertake.
I'm sorry. I know you're evaluating the season just begun, but when you just take a step back, the four-game winning streak, the Martin Incognito situation, the early winning streak.
Three games. Yeah, I wish it was four.
the winning streak, the Martin Incognito situation, team seemed to turn things around, and then the last two games, just how would you take a step and just describe the whole season?
I hate to be redundant. It was average. It was 8-8. It was an average season. When you coach and when you play this game, you go into every single game with the expectation you're going to win. And you prepare a plan, regardless of who you're playing, to the best of your ability to prepare your team to win a game. You don't go in to go 8-8. You don't go in to go 12-4 or 4-12. It was average. It was average.
How would you say Mike Sherman did this year? And the team averaged just under 20 points a game. There were 7 points in the last two games. How would you evaluate how he did as a coordinator this year?
I have a lot of confidence in our staff, our offensive staff, of Mike Sherman. He's an excellent football coach, and that's what I think.
Joe, as you go through the decision-making process, deciding on, Mike Sherman, Kevin Coyle, whoever, personnel.
Sure.
What is the process, and when will you be done? Will you consult with Jeff Ireland on player matters? Will you consult with Steve Ross on coaching staff matters? And when will the process be done?
Yeah, we'll get input from everybody. We'll talk to everybody. We'll evaluate everybody. We evaluate all the coaches. I mean, constant communication with Steve. I visited with him after the game. There'll be an appropriate time and place to meet with him, and then we'll go from there.
Joe, take a few more questions.
Joe, you just said that you considered the team close, and yet in the final stat pack that we were just handed, the offense is ranked 27th in the NFL, defense 21st in the NFL. Specifically, what makes you say you're close given some of these numbers?
Well, again, the numbers, the game's not played on the stat sheet, and so my feeling is that week 17 we had a game that had we won, which we didn't win, we would have been in the playoffs. So that's where I'm getting the barometer that we're not that far away. We're close. Now, I acknowledge the fact that on that paper, there's a lot of room for improvement. A lot of room for improvement.
Joe, again, I know there's a lot of evaluation to go on, but how much of a priority will be in the coming months to rebuild the offensive line?
We'll look at every single position on the football team. We'll have to do a thorough evaluation of the personnel, and we'll take a look at everything.
Joe, two more. Dan Armando.
You talk to Mr. Ross pretty much every week, and obviously you talked to him last night.
Mm-hmm.
Have you been given assurances at any point this season that next year is a go for you personally?
I haven't talked to him. I'm proceeding and working and beginning my evaluation of the 2013 season, and I'm going to work every single day.
Right, but has he assured you?
We haven't even talked about any of that stuff.
Anything else? One more?
And as far as Coach Sherman, you and he are close, I would say, pretty close. You've known each other for a long time. If at some point you were asked to make sure that he's not the offensive coordinator the next year, could you do that?
I'm beginning the evaluation of the 2013 season, and we haven't made any decisions on who's coming back and who isn't. And we'll have all those discussions at the appropriate time.
No, no. But the question is, if you have to do it, could you? Are you capable?
That's my answer.